Well, good morning. Good morning. I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful that I have the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you this morning. I covet your prayers that the Lord will bless me to deliver the thought that he has put on my heart for us this morning. I know as we get into this, it's when you're preaching, it's always a two-edged sword. You know, I'm preaching to you, but God holds me accountable for the same thing that I'm saying to you this morning. The thought I have on my heart Jesus, our only way out. And this morning, this message is for all of us. If you're not saved this morning, Jesus is your only way out of sin. He's your only way out. If you're saved today, as we've mentioned before, life circumstances come, troubles come, and Jesus is still our only way out of whatever circumstance or situation that you're in. Is Jesus is our way. And as we look into the scriptures, I really want you to think about, we have different things come up. We have options in different things, but our truly only way for success is through Jesus. It's through Jesus Christ. And this morning, as I have this opportunity to share the gospel, the good news, I was thinking about, what an opportunity to be able to stand before God's people and to be able to share the solution to all of our problems. You know, people go through and they wonder, what am I going to do and how am I going to get out of this, or how am I going to get through this? And people are in different types of distresses, but we know the answer. We know the answer. This morning the brother in Sunday school said, we live in a Google world where whatever you want to know, you can just go to Google and you type it in, and now they got this artificial intelligence. You know what? And if you type in there, it'll answer whatever. But you know what? I have something better than Google. Yeah. We got Jesus. He's the answer to all of our problems. You type in whatever your problem is, Jesus. That's the answer. I need this. Jesus is the answer. Seeking him, humbling before him, praying to him. Jesus is our only way out. And as we look into God's word this morning, I want you to think about, what do I need out of? Do I need out of sin? Do I need out of addiction? Do I need out of a bad relationship? Do I need out of fear? Do I need out of doubt? Do I need out of worry? Whatever may be afflicting you, whatever it is, Jesus is our way out. I want to start in John 8 and 1. Sometimes I may read a lot of scriptures, and that's because growing up, I've been exposed to different kinds of preaching in different places. I've been to different churches, and one time I was in a situation where I was like, they're not preaching from the Bible. They're just preaching what they want to. It was like he was a good speaker, but it wasn't about God's word. And so when I read or when I preach, Teresa tells me, you're more of a teacher. And I was like, I'll take that as a compliment, because that's what they called Jesus, was teacher. So I have a lot of scriptures because I want you to know that no matter what happens to Brother Kevin, that you can turn to this book right here and you can read it for yourself and you can know for yourself, thus saith the Lord. This is what Jesus himself said, what Jesus himself did. And you know what? This gospel will outlive me. And that's why I want people to know that you can turn into this book and God can speak to you. So John 8:1, I'm going to share a few accounts of where Jesus was people's way out. So it says, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, This woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. What sayest thou? So according to the law, a person caught in adultery was to be stoned. She didn't have a way, she couldn't negotiate her way out of this. She had been caught. But there was a man. There was a man, they brought her to Jesus, and we'll see that Jesus was her way out. So when they, so in verse 6, this said they tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger he wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. But Jesus stooped down, down with his finger and wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out by one by one, beginning with the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus left alone with the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? And she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn you. Thee, go and sin no more. And I was thinking about here, this woman was in this situation. She didn't have an attorney. She didn't have anybody there to represent her. She was there. She had been caught, and she was brought before Jesus in such a public way. But Jesus was her way out. They thought they had Jesus. They thought they had him in a trap, and they were going to get him to say something that would be contrary, and they were just going to accuse him. But Jesus knew. And so he wrote something on the ground. I always wondered what he wrote on the ground. And then he wrote on the ground again, and then he gave an opportunity to cast the first stone, and then they started to slip their way out of there. And then at the end, who was left there? The woman and Jesus. The woman and Jesus. Many times for us in our situations, it's going to end up us and Jesus. It may be alone at night or in a place where you're away and you're confronting whatever you have to confront, and it's just you and Jesus. Even if you're not saved today, when the Spirit calls after your heart, I would encourage you to find a place alone from all the distractions and just let it be you and God and Jesus, the Holy Spirit, just right there, just dealing with it, because he is our only way out. This woman didn't have another way out. She couldn't escape any other way except Jesus in his wisdom found a way out for her, because he was and is our way out. He came to fulfill the law. He did not come to contradict the law. He came to fulfill it. And in his fulfillment of the law, he was showing them, there's grace and there's mercy. I am here. I will have grace and I will have mercy and I will forgive this woman. And he told her, go and sin no more. And I was just thinking about, that made an impression on her. She never forgot that. I think about when Jesus was crucified, I often think about all the people that Jesus had healed and all the people that he dealt with. No doubt some of them were there. But this woman, you couldn't tell her that Jesus wasn't alive. You couldn't tell her that Jesus was not wise. You couldn't tell her that Jesus was not compassionate, because she experienced it for herself. And I was thinking about for us, that we know the same thing, that Jesus is our way out. Whether we've done something wrong and we're thinking, I'll never be forgiven for this. Yes, you can be forgiven. Jesus is the way out. Yes. Some people, no matter what life you've lived, Jesus is your way out. I was a person, I was self-centered. When I was growing up, I was selfish, and I was wanting to do the things that I wanted to do. And Jesus was my way out for myself. I thought I knew the path that I wanted to go on. I thought I knew the things that I wanted to do. And there was a time when I said, I just want to be like my friends, and I want to do whatever everybody else is doing. But you know what? That was really became a burden for me. And my way to get out of that was to follow after Christ. He was my way out. I was like, oh, I don't have to do that. I don't have to participate in that. I don't have to follow after that because I have another path. And that path is Jesus, following after Jesus. I want you to turn with me to another scripture. And this is in John 5. So John 5. And I want you to think about, what do I need out of today? What is it that I need deliverance from today? And in verse 5, chapter 5, verse 1, it says, after these there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season unto the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. That's a long time. That is a long time, 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there now a long time in that case. And I was thinking about, Jesus knows your case. He knows your situation. He knows what you've been in for a short time. He knows what you've been in for a long time. And you know what? He's standing close by saying, I'm your way out. I'm your way out. If you truly want out, then I'm your way out. And so this man was there, and he said, had been there a long time in that case, and he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? And I think about it. Ever since the Garden of Eden, man has been in search of being made whole again. They were whole, Adam and Eve were whole in that garden. Then they partook of that forbidden fruit. They disobeyed God. And since that point, man has been searching to be made whole. And Jesus asked this man, would thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. And I was just thinking, he did not know who he was talking to. He said, I have no man. You know what? I can't do it myself. This man could not do it himself, and he says, I have nobody to assist me. I have no man. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. And I was thinking about, right there, immediately. Whatever your need is, this man said, oh, I want to be made whole. And Jesus told him to rise, take up your bed, and walk. And I was thinking for us, no matter what condition you're in today, if you're in sin today, you can rise out of that bed of sin and you can walk away from that sinful life. You can take it up today immediately. Jesus is waiting. I often think about Jesus when he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And that's what this man was here. He had been here in this turmoil, disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. But then a man came by, and that man was Jesus. And Jesus was the answer to this man's problems. That man didn't know that this person coming up to him would be the answer to his problems. And today I present that same man to you as an answer to your problems. No matter what you've been going through, no matter how long you've been going through, how many times, and I would encourage you, no matter how many times you've started out for the Lord and maybe stumbled and started out again and then gone back, no matter how many times,
No matter how many disappointments, try again. Yes. Try again. Ask this man, say, Jesus, I want to be made whole. Yes. If there's something that's lacking in your life and you want to be made whole today, Jesus can make you whole no matter what that is. If you maybe you're a person that's been struggling with self-esteem and it's like, well, I'm not worthy and I can't do this. You know what? Jesus can make you whole of that. Yes. Maybe you're a husband and you're thinking, I'm just not the husband I should be. Jesus can make you whole, yes, of that. Or if you're the wife that says, I just feel insufficient, Jesus can make you whole of whatever it might be. He can help you overcome anything in your life. Oh, I've been struggling with this and I'm trying to move forward. I'm telling you that today Jesus can make you whole. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to go through another 5, 10, 15 years. You can humble down. And what if this man had said, oh, I'm all right. I'm just going to see what I can figure out and do. That's not what this happened with this man. The impotent man says, sir, I have no man. I'm looking for somebody to help me out. And Jesus said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And that's what we're going to have to do. When Jesus tells us, he gives us instructions, we should obey. Jesus told the man, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole. And what did he do? He took up his bed and he walked. He did just what Jesus said. What if people said, I've been laying down here, Jesus, for a long time. He didn't say, Jesus made him whole. And I'm sure when he stood up, he was like, I am whole. And do you think he kept that a secret? No, because the Jews, therefore, they were right there. And the Jews, therefore, said unto him that was cured, is it the Sabbath day? It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. And he answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. If Jesus tells you to do something, just do it. Your friends, if you're trying to get out of sin, you can't go to your friends and say, do you think I should get saved and give up this life? They're not going to encourage you to do that. I would encourage you. This man said, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. I want you to know today that whatever your situation is, whatever it is, Jesus is your way out. Yes. And many times, not only is he a way out, the best way out, he is the way out. He's the proper way out. Sometimes, I was telling Brother Sorrel this morning that I would pray sometime, Lord, get me out of this. And you know what? The Lord would take me out and then he'd put me back in. And I had to change my prayer to, Lord, get me through this. See, that's what Jesus can do. He can take you all the way through. Whatever the thing that you're in, not only can he get you out, he can take you all the way through. And he can take you through it so you don't have to get back in it again. See, now that he got me out of sin, he's going to take me through unto glory. And I'm going to go all the way just following him. I don't want to go back and cycle through. But if it happened, you know what? Like Peter, I cry out, Lord, help me, because Jesus is our way out. Never forget, no matter what circumstance, because I think sometimes people start to lose hope. When you start to lose hope, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't know what's going to happen next. But Jesus is our hope, and I want you to know that Jesus is our way out. He's our way out of whatever we're in. I want us to turn over to Mark 10. Mark 10 and 17. And this is where the young man came to Jesus and he had a request of Jesus. He wanted to know something. Mark 10, 17. And when he was gone forth in the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I might inherit eternal life? And if I would ask you to raise your hands this morning, I would say, who in here wants to go to heaven? I think everybody in here would want to say, I want to go to heaven. Everybody here wants eternal life. We want eternal life. And so this young man came to Jesus and said, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. And I was thinking about for us, is there one thing that we're lacking? Is there one thing that we need to do? And Jesus looked at him and loved him. Jesus loved him, and he looked at him, and he said, There's one thing thou lackest. Go, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up thy cross, and follow me. And I was thinking about it. In each of these cases, Jesus gave people instructions. He told the woman to go and sin no more. He told the man to take up your bed and walk. And now he's telling this young man, go sell all the things that you have. Then he says, come, take up the cross, and follow me. That was his answer. That was his way. In 22, and he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And I think about each of us. We're called to leave some things behind. Then we're called to come up and take up a cross and follow Christ. That's how we will have eternal heaven. We will have to walk this path that Jesus walked. And Jesus loved the young man, and he told him, you're going to have to leave all that stuff behind. All the things that you're entangled with, you're going to have to leave that behind. You're going to have to come. You're going to have to suffer some things. You're going to have to sacrifice some things, and you're going to have to follow me. And I think about this young man and often wonder. It says, because he had great possessions. No doubt he was probably did what he wanted to do. He probably called his own shots because he had money. He could do what he wanted to do, and now he had to get rid of all of his status and all of his wealth, and he had to take up a cross, and then he had to follow after a man who didn't even have a place to lay his head. And I was thinking, but that was his way. He turned away from his only way out. He was looking for eternal life. He was looking for something that was beyond what he had on this earth. And I would encourage you today that this same man, Jesus Christ, is offering us the same opportunity. Leave all the world behind. Leave all your sinful ways behind. Come, take up a cross. Humble yourself down. Be willing to follow me. You may have to suffer some things, but follow me, and I will lead you to the eternal life that you've been looking for. Turn with me to John 14 and verse 1. And this is Jesus again, John 14 and 1. He's talking to the people who've been with him, who've been following him. And John 14 and 1, Jesus says, Let not your heart be troubled. Believe, ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye knoweth, and the way ye know. And I was thinking about all of us in here. There's Jesus went. And this place prepared, we have a place prepared for us. We have a reservation in heaven. We have a reservation, a place prepared for us. And Jesus said, if I go to prepare a place, I'm going to come again. Jesus cannot lie. He does not lie. So when he says he's going to come again, then he is coming back for us. And the thing about me knowing the answer, when people are looking for eternal life, I have to tell them the truth that this is your way. You have to repent of your sins. You have to leave, turn your back to that old life, and you have to take up this cross and you have to follow after Jesus. This is the way. In verse 5, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way. I am the way. Jesus proclaiming it himself, I am the way. the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. And I was thinking about Jesus, this proclamation that he's making. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I always want to be clear and let people know what you're looking for is found in Christ. Whatever you're looking for, if you're looking to be made whole, if you're looking for success, if you're looking for love, whatever you're looking for, it's going to come through Jesus Christ. There's a lot of other paths to things, but the answer to your question, to your problem, is through Jesus. And Thomas said, Lord, we don't know what we're doing. And Jesus says, I'm the way. I'm the way. I'm your way out. Whatever you're dealing with, I'm your way out. There's a scripture in Proverbs that the Lord put on my heart, and I just wanted to share it with you because I, in this world that we live in, it's Proverbs 14, I believe, 14 and 12. Proverbs 14 and 12. It says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And we live in a world where the devil is trying to create a lot of gray spaces. And people are enlightened about this thing, or they're spiritual but not religious. And you know, there all these different things, and there's this path to prosperity and this path to peace and this path, and there's all this multitude of all kinds of things, philosophies, religions, beliefs, all kinds of things out there. And it's just a bunch of confusion because Jesus said, I am the way. He didn't say, I am a way. That's not what he said. Jesus said, I am the way. If you want eternal life, Jesus is the way. Singular. I'll talk to this person and they're studying this and they're doing this and I'm following this practice. And I just want to tell them, if you want eternal life, that is through Jesus Christ himself. There's so many ways, and they look popular, and they become popular, and they're documented, and they have all kinds of attraction, but don't get confused by all the things out there. The devil is the author of confusion. I want you to know, young people, I want you to know, there is a single way, the way, and that is Jesus Christ himself. He came to this earth, he died on the cross, he was resurrected, he ascended, he fulfilled the law. Jesus is the way. He came to be that ultimate sacrifice for us. There's no other way that you're going to get to heaven but through Jesus Christ. And I want people, I was like, you have to understand, Jesus is the way. No matter what situation or circumstance you're in, if you're looking, if you feel a longing, last night they sang a song about that longing, and that longing that people feel, that longing is to be reconciled with God. People try to fill it with beauty and fortune and fame and power and pride and pleasure and pursuits and all people. But there's only one piece that'll complete that puzzle. There's only one piece that'll really fit in that place that's left empty, and that is Jesus. Jesus wants to close up that place, and then we can be made whole. I've seen people, and you can look around in this world, and you can see that there's people you would think they have everything. They have money. They have popularity. They have fame. They have materials. They have all kinds of things, but they don't appear to be happy. They're pursuing something. They're looking for something. They're dissatisfied, and then they start to get involved in all types of things to fulfill themselves, to self-actualize, to be the ultimate, and they're still just longing, and they're still just looking. And then you hear about all types of trouble and turmoil and all types of problems in their life, and you see them on the glossy cover of the magazine, but then you find out a few years later that that's not – how they were really living their life. It was just a facade. It was just something that was put up there because they never got that true and living water. They had everything they needed, but they lacked that one essential thing, which was a true relationship with God. That peace that you're looking for, that trouble, that troubled feeling, that restlessness, I want you to know that that thing that you're feeling is your soul crying out to be made whole. Your soul is like, I want to be satisfied. The things will satisfy, but just for a little bit. And then many times, some of those things that give that momentary pleasure comes with so much grief, so much pain, so many things after. But Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way. I am the truth. And he didn't just say, stop and said, I am the way. He said, the truth and the life that we're looking for. Jesus is what we're looking for. I have a final scripture I want to share with you, and it's over in Acts 4, and I'm going to start at verse 8. Acts 4 and verse 8. Acts 4 and 8, it says, Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, here's Peter is making this proclamation. It's Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Brothers and sisters, I offer you the same thing. I remember they said, silver and gold have we none, but such that we have, we offer it to you. Jesus Christ is the offer. It's not Brother Kevin's 10 steps to a perfect life. I don't have that. I know that in the gospel you can read and you can find out that there's some steps you can take to have a whole life. And the first is acknowledging you're wrong before God, repenting of your sins, and accepting Jesus as your Savior of your life. Because Peter goes on in this proclamation, he says, This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Yes. Jesus came for those very people that crucified him. Jesus came for those very people. They were living out the laws and they had their system of religion, but they didn't want to accept that Jesus was the way. And they rejected the very person who could complete the thing they'd been practicing and studying for long. They just missed it. And then he goes on and he says, neither is there salvation in any other. Yes. See, Peter had an experience with Jesus. And he was proclaiming to these people and letting them know, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's what Peter said 2,000 years ago. And now 2,000 years, I stand before you and I say the same thing. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other than the name of Jesus Christ under heaven given unto men whereby we must be saved. I would encourage you, if you're not saved today, to seek the Lord. I would encourage you to seek the Lord to be made whole. There's many ways that we need to be made whole. Start spiritually and the Lord will add everything to you. Whatever it is, if you are saved today, but you feel like, Lord, there's a place in my life that I need victory over. There's something that I've been struggling with. I really want to be made whole. Peter says, whereby we must be saved. But then he says, at the end of verse 10, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you, here before you whole. That whatever it is that we need to be made whole of or from, Jesus is that answer, this Jesus Christ. And I was thinking about, as I was thinking about this thought, as I was praying about it, I was thinking about no matter where we are, no matter what situation you run into, maybe you've been saved for 30, 40, 50 years, but then there's something that comes to you and the Lord says, I need you to move up a little here, or I need you to sacrifice this, I need you to do this. And if we want to remain whole, we have to keep moving as the Lord directs and touches in our lives. And He is the answer. When I was writing this up on the board, I was going to write Jesus, the only way out. And I put our, because I want you to personalize this. No matter where you are, no matter who you are, He's our way out. He's our way out, and He's also our way through whatever you may be going through. And I highly recommend Jesus Christ. I highly recommend Him. There's a scripture that says, come everyone, taste and see that the Lord is good. I would encourage you, if you're not saved today, to give the Lord a try. Many people have tried many different things. I encourage you, try the Lord. Try to humble yourself down and ask the Lord to come in your heart and to deal with you. Turn from your sins. Give God a try. And if you give God a try, there's plenty of brothers and sisters right here in this community that will help you, support you. Ministers, find someone who can give you some godly counsel. And I want you to know that you can live a successful Christian life in 2023. The way you do that is not in your own strength. It is through the strength that is given to us by Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit Himself. I thank you for your time this morning. I trust that God would bless you, that this thought would land on you, and that you would think about it is, whenever you're in whatever distress you're in, whether that's spiritual distress, physical distress, financial distress, emotional distress, homework distress, Jesus is your way out. Thank you for your time and attention. May God bless us all.